This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 377 for Wednesday, May 5th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Intercontinental Exchange canola futures are mixed on Wednesday morning, with large gains for old crop July and moderate decreases in the new crop months. The July contract is up $27.80 at $921.80 per ton. New crop November is down $4.50 at $726 per ton. Of note, ICE set the new daily limit for canola contracts at $45 per ton, effective today. After sharp increases in the overnight session, the Chicago soy complex is cooling off, with large upticks being erased by volatility. Meanwhile, support is coming from moderate increases in European rapeseed, while there are small decreases in Malaysian palm oil. As continues to be the case, tight canola supplies remain a major concern, be it for old crop or how much comes off the fields later this year. Stats Canada will issue its report on current grain stocks on Friday. Manitoba Agriculture reports planting progress is at 18% complete overall across the province, with oil seeds lagging behind cereals. Dry conditions are posing to be a major challenge, as is the case across the major North American growing areas. The Canadian dollar is bouncing back from yesterday's losses. The loonie is at 81.43 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 81.20. The United States Department of Agriculture reports two private sales of corn this morning. One is for just over 184,000 tons to Mexico, with delivery in the coming marketing year. The other sale is for more than 147,000 tons to unknown destinations. About a third is to be delivered during the current marketing year, with the remainder in 2021-22. Also, the USDA reports that China is canceling a sale of 140,000 tons of corn that was to have been delivered this marketing year. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday morning. The July soybean contract is up a nickel at $15.43 per bushel. July soy oil is virtually unchanged at 63.54 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is up $2.50 at $424 per hundredweight. Corn futures are slightly lower on Wednesday morning, with the July contract down 1.5 cents at $6.95 per bushel. Chicago oats are relatively steady, with the July contract losing a quarter cent at $4.09.5. Wheat futures are higher on Wednesday morning. Chicago July is up 6 cents at 7.33. Kansas City rises 5.5 cents at 7.05. And Minneapolis July gained 7 cents at 7.75. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, May 5th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.